yesterday on the show, we were discussing heartbreak and the best way to move on from it, whether it's possible to actually manage it by changing things in your life and the like. And Shauna got in touch. Good morning, Shauna.
How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're okay, but you're in the throes of a breakup, I gather.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, we broke up after like 3 years of like being together.
Mm.
And like, I just went about the wrong way of kind of trying to get over it, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, I went off just drinking and just letting people use me all the time. And I just stopped eating and just feeling crap about myself, you know.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Why do we do it to ourselves, Shauna? Like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Do you know, the best breakup I ever had was one where I decided, you know what, I already feel rubbish, so I'm not going to make myself feel more rubbish. I'm going to eat really well, really good food, really nutritious food. But that's the only time I ever managed that. I never managed it any other time. So when did this happen?
About May, I think.
May. And how
the end of May.
How are you getting on?
Well, you know, we talk a lot, so it's a lot harder to actually get over someone when I think you talk to them all the time, do you know what I mean? Because they're still always there, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I never know whether it's best to just cut all contact, because then it'd probably make it a bit easier, you know?
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, personally, I think that pulling down the iron curtain is necessary for a while. And it's hard,
probably.
I know, because sometimes your lives are so mixed. And if you were together for 3 years, your lives are probably totally blended. But I do think that it makes it easier in the initial first few months if you just kind of say, okay, no contact. Or is that your situation? Or do you have a lot of the same friends?
No, not really. Like, we would, but we wouldn't really be meeting up a lot. Like, we'd never see each other, like, you know.
Right, so it's just kind of on the phone.
Yeah, and Facebook and stuff like that, you know.
Mm. What do you think yourself? I feel like you know yourself.
Well, like, I know what I should do, but it's just the fact that, you know, once you stop talking, that could be them out of your life forever. And I'd like them there as a friend, you know.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard to do that, like.
It is hard. It is hard. There's no doubt about that. I think we should ask people what they think, because people have had loads of experience this kind of thing. So if you have an idea of what Shauna should do, 51552 is the number to text, 1850-715-922 to call. You can email tubs@rt.ie. I suppose what this always comes down to, I think, if you want me to talk to you like you're my mate, Shauna, which I think at this point we're friends, I think what this always comes down to is what you want at the end of it. You know, do you want to be okay more quickly, or to move on more quickly, or are you hoping that maybe you might get back together, or are you just so afraid of losing the friendship?
I think I just want the friendship more than anything.
Mm.
You know, but the worst part is they want to get back together and I don't, even though, you know, I was the one who ended it, and I still love them, but it's just, you know, they just put me through way too much for me to want to get back into something like that.
Yeah, I can totally relate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
it's really hard, but I think the thing is that you have to put yourself first.
I'm probably the worst person to tell that to. I never do that.
it's not always easy. It really isn't. But no one else is going to do that.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel for you. I really do. I feel for you, because it's always hard when you still love someone, and especially if you're the person who does the breaking, because then people aren't necessarily as sympathetic with you as...
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, have you found that?
Yeah, exactly. I've definitely found that.
Yeah, because people think, well, you decided that you wanted this to be over, so I don't, you know, but that doesn't make it any easier.
Exactly. They think that you'll be able to move on just as quick, but you just don't, like...
No, you don't. I think it's just as hard. Actually, I think it can be harder.
Yeah, the only reason I broke up with him is because I felt like I had to, you know?
Yeah, I know. Oh. I hear you. Well, it's tricky. It's very tricky. And I hope that your friends are supporting you through this.
Yeah, they are.
Good. Well, let's see what people have to say, because, you know, I feel like I've been in a very similar situation to what you're in. And it's very hard when you have to end a relationship and you still love someone and you care about them, but you know that it just can't go on.
Yeah.
But I think, you have to put yourself first, Shauna, you know, because...
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could be 6 months down the line and you're still completely hung up in the situation and you can't move on, even though you know it can't ever be, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. Hopefully we'll get some good advice for you, Shauna, okay?
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.